As most of you know, I'm an only child, and you probably also know me, so I think everything's about me. And so I'm going to start by talking about me. I was raised by a single mom, and for the first 8 or 9 years, we lived with my grandparents. And since my mom worked, they did a large part of the job of raising me. I basically had 3 parents, and being the enterprising person that I am, I quickly learned how to play them off of each other to get what I wanted. I knew who to ask for what. And I was a full-on brat, but of course they always thought I was a perfect angel. And Grandpa did an excellent job of spoiling and rotten. It seems like every time we went Sears or Longs, I don't know, I was able to get a Star Wars action figure or Lego set out of him. In fact, I didn't have Diane until his 7th birthday party, just before I turned 7, that he was my cousin's grandpa too. Not just me. I knew they were my cousins, and he was my grandpa, but for some reason we never made that connection. Like I said, everything was about me. But when I wasn't trying to con him into giving me something, I spent a lot of time with him outside. I remember him taking me down to the park, down the street, and playing with me on the seesaw and watching him climb in the jungle gym. I remember trying to get him to run with me and play tag or whatever. And I remember riding on his shoulders in the house when I was small, reaching up to touch the ceiling, and him having to bend down for the door to the patio because he was so tall that I couldn't bend down low enough to clear the door frame. And we went to work in the yard, planting rose bushes, transplanting plants into pots, and starting new plants from seedlings and clippings, and spent a lot of time with him digging in the dirt. And there was a time when I was too small to use the pickaxe, and later on I had to do that for him. I remember planting corn and green beans in the garden, and helping him dig in the dirt on the other side of the house, and finding a dynamite just falling out of one of his rings. I remember helping him organize all the potted plants that he had under the mountain apple tree. I remember helping him pick avocados and probably making it a whole lot harder for him when I was little. I remember eating mountain apples with him fresh off the tree and tasting the Isabella grapes and wondering how you bothered growing grapes that weren't good for eating. I remember him teaching me how to use the lawnmower, and the clutch, and the throttle, and how to try to use the hill in the backyard to catch a little air when the mower was still around. Nobody could like me doing that, and I was going, Grandpa, you worry too much. The ball will stop spinning if I lose my grip. I remember he used to tease me about his dirty knees, little dark patches in his knees that we always thought were from the light in the yard, and the dirt still in his skin, very much scrubbing hard enough to get it off. And suddenly insists that it was just the color of his skin and that it was his leg hair that made it look darker. I remember that we tried to go and use a knee pad to help him so his legs wouldn't hurt so much that he was outside. And he said he could never be bothered with it. He was always moving around and doing it, keep moving it with him. And at that time, you should use it, he would use it at first, but it wouldn't be long before he'd say something like, here, you use this thing, it's not for me. I remember that when he started breaking the vertebrae from osteoporosis, we tried to tell him to take it easy in the garden. And I was like, tell him to stop breathing. He couldn't do it on his own for a long time. He would take some painkillers and not go out for a few days, but he was always going back out. He always had to be in his garden. I remember I saw him at his full height. He'd already broken several vertebrae and lost several inches before I was fully grown. So we passed each other going in opposite directions. And it's a little hard for me to imagine how tall he used to be. Yeah, what it would have been like to look up at him.